Life Audio.
Welcome to Your Daily Prayer. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is confidence. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Approach God with confidence. Written and read by Jessica Benrokel. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Hebrews 4:14-16. I'm not a huge fan of revealing my vulnerabilities. I'd much rather keep them hush-hush, thank you very much. I suspect I'm not alone. People wound other people, and there are times when it's tempting to judge God based on human actions. A close friend who betrays our confidence and uses it as a weapon can create a cautiousness in how we approach other people and God. The idea of drawing near God's throne with confidence can fill us with trepidation. Will God reject? Will he turn his back? Can we be vulnerable before God, or do we need to wear a facade of strength? Jesus knew our struggles, and yet he resisted temptation. While we fail and fall, Jesus always resisted and prevailed. What a friend, what a confidant we have in him. He sympathizes with our weaknesses, yet remains our example to press through to victory. Jesus knows our weaknesses, and our weaknesses fill him with compassion. Because of this, we can approach God, knowing that he welcomes and desires our prayers. We don't have to be strong before we approach God. We don't have to have it all figured out before we ask for help. Yet, we often struggle with this. Our society promotes perfection and parades imperfection as a cautionary tale of what not to do and be. This creates internal pressure because we can feel the need to hide much of ourselves. Yet God knows us inside and out. He knows our strengths and our weaknesses, and his love for us doesn't change based on that knowledge. His love is a compassionate love that is ready and willing to help us in our time of need. God provides all we need in any circumstance. He offers peace to the anxious heart. He brings joy to the cheerless face. His hand stays steady and sure. His blessings follow the if-then cycle. If we sow to the flesh, then our harvest consists of anger, doubt, bitterness, and the like. But if we sow to the Spirit, we reap peace, joy, love, patience, kindness, and many more attributes. Yet sometimes we need help with the sewing because we say yes instead of no to choices that reinforce the idea that we must be perfect before we approach God. But God wants us to come to Him and depend on Him for help. The throne of grace in this passage refers to the meeting place where all of God's favor, wisdom, help, love, mercy, forgiveness, wisdom, spiritual power, and gifts flow. How wonderful and marvelous is this place. And it's ours to be had if we choose to come. A prayer for confidence. Holy God, I stand in awe before you because you are willing to take me as I am. Forgive me for holding myself apart because I have believed the falsehood that I need to be strong before I come to you. You sent your son Jesus to intercede for me, and because of that, I can come with confidence before you. Here I am, Lord, broken, bruised, and looking for belonging. I find everything I need in you. From you, I receive the grace to face the doctor's diagnosis. It's because of you that I can love my prodigal child. Your joy teaches me how to hold my sorrow and not lose hope. Thank you for making me confident in you. I come to you today and wait for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.